For 26 years, an energetic, curious musician named Scott Nekrens has been working behind the scenes at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum as curator and founder of its ongoing concert series. Now, the longtime music director is retiring. WBUR's Andrea Shea looks at Nekrens's quarter century at the Gardner, where he was especially known for the concert hall he dubbed his Sonic Cube.
The 79-year-old Scott Nekrens wriggles a bit in his seat and beams as he surveys a big part of his legacy, the box-shaped, acoustically pristine Calderwood Hall. He's programmed dozens of concerts here since the room debuted as an integral part of the Gardner's new building 5 years ago.
It's like my whole life, my whole career, I didn't know this, but it was aiming for the Sonic Cube. This magical, I'm so proud of it.
Nekrens had a lot to be proud of long before this Sonic Cube. When he was hired 26 years ago, his resume included performances as a viola soloist at venues including Lincoln Center, the White House, Tanglewood, and Jordan Hall. Nekrens also directed classical music festivals around the world. Along the way, he met and taught a lot of other musicians, including cellist Yo-Yo Ma, who recommended Nekrens to Anne Hawley soon after she became the Gardner's director in 1989. She says it was clear his spirit was indomitable.
It's just infectious, and he's skipping on the earth, and you just always want to follow him.
Hawley hired Nekrens and says he quickly got to work opening the door for others.
Scott took a historic music program at the Gardner and just made it into a major showcase for presenting and developing young talent, young musicians.
It just means the world to you.
That's Nicholas Kitchen, first violinist with the Borromeo String Quartet. Nekrens gave the group some of its first live gigs after the musicians moved to Boston back in 89. Kitchen says the music director believes talent needs to be encouraged, challenged, and shared with the public.
He's really seen that something is valuable in an artist and often saw it very early on when maybe even other people didn't see it.
When it came time to design the Gardner's new building, it was Nekrens's idea to create a concert hall without a stage. He wanted to break down barriers between the players and the audience. Anne Hawley says Nekrens has always been driven to engage more intimately with contemporary audiences and points to his pioneering podcast.
Hello, I'm Scott Nekrens, music director at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. And you're listening to The Concert from GardnerMuseum.org. Join me as we listen to some outstanding live performances you won't hear anywhere else.
Although the hall has a capacity of 300, every concert that he's giving is being heard by 14,000 people and more because of all the downloads of the podcast. So he's used technology to further classical music. He's developed young talent.
But not just classical young talent. Nekrens also played a role in developing the museum's pop and hip-hop concert series known as Rise.
I don't wanna let you in, 'cause I don't.
But Hawley muses Nekrens' biggest mark just might be the Sonic Cube. That's his hope, too.
I'm going to make sure that I continue going and enjoying my hall, because I like to think of it as my hall. It might not be fair, but everything led up to that. That was my life.
Before Nekrens enjoys his hall as a member of the audience, he'll lift a glass of wine with family and friends at his retirement party and concert at the museum on Sunday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.